full-time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. All right, it's Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I know Sooner fans and Cowboy fans did. That's OSU Cowboy fans, that is. I won't go to the NFL level. But anyway, Sooners won, and Dallas beating Texas, and OSU beat K-State. So anyway, it was a good weekend for state college football. Lots of peanut digging going on. Ran into some people digging peanuts and seen some people digging peanuts. I think we're going to get started this afternoon maybe. And so anyway, it's a busy time of the year. We need some rain in this part of the state, right in the middle of the part. We just need some rain. That's all I can tell you. A lot of people holding up on sowing wheat, rye, Truder cow, whatever. But anyway, I know they got rain up north. I got rain in the southwestern part, but we need some rain here in central western Oklahoma. Looks like they took the rain chances out later this week from what I'm seeing, but I'll keep you updated on that. Well, all right, let's check out some temperatures around our listening area. It's Beaver, Oklahoma, 70 degrees. The May Ranch is 70 degrees. Up at Cherokee, 74 degrees. Camargo, you're 74. 80 at Eric. 80 is the warmest temperature I'm seeing in Oklahoma. So, Eric, you're the hot spot in the state right now. Hollis is right there behind you, though. 79 degrees. 77 at Hobart. 79 at Fort Cobb. Let's see what's happening out here in the Panhandle. 73 at Lipscomb. 76 at Miami. 80 at Dozer and Odell, Texas. 79 degrees. All right, we got a really good show today, and this is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour today, by the way, the OCA. Anyway, Dennis M. Crowe with the Apache Farmers Co-op, also Elgin, Fort Cobb, and Chickasha Co-ops. He's going to be on here about 12:15, right after our first break, and we're going to be talking sand burrs, grass burrs, whatever you want to call them. Maybe we got enough time, we're going to talk a little bit about goosegrass and controlling them. And people are going to be a little shocked on some stuff that they've got to say about it. I know I was caught off guard a little bit about it. You've heard a lot of things about pump the nitrogen to it. Well, that might not be the answer. So anyway, that'll get rid of the grass burrs. So some instances I'm sure it does, but some instances it doesn't. So we'll have more on that coming up. Let's check out the commodity prices right now. Let me update them. Everything is in the red today except for, I'm trying to say here, hard red winter wheat. It's just everywhere. The market's everywhere with this deal going on in Israel. I'm surprised that everything's just not solid red on the board today, because you know how people react to it. Corn for December, 489, down over two. March, 504, down over two. Soybeans for November, 1263. 1281 for January, 1295 for March. Soybean meal for October, it's actually up. It's at $375.10 a short ton. It's up over $7.50. December's $375.70. January's $374.70. Soybean oil for October, $57.26, down 0.03 cents. December's $53.96 and January's $53.32. Hard red winter wheat's up a little bit, actually a lot. 11 cents right now. December's at $6.85. March is at $6.93. May is at $6.99. Cotton, just holding its own right now, actually. December's 87.04. March is 88.61. May is 89.40. Live cattle, October 182.70, down 37 cents. December is 185.65, down a buck 02. February is 189.82. Feeder cattle, October 246.90, down $1.47. November's 249.50, down $1.37. January's 252.12, down $1.65. Also, March is down $1.65 at 255.57. And April is 259.42. Speaking of cotton, not a lot of news out of the National Cotton Council's email that I get every Friday. They had some stuff on the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, here, and he got booted. And now they really can't do anything until they get a new House Speaker, and I don't even know if they have yet or not. I hadn't been paying a lot of attention to the news over the weekend. Also, in the email from the Cotton Council, the USDA staff appointments have been announced. Rudy Souto, who will serve as Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Congressional Relations. Some other promotions in the USDA. And then one more thing before I get some of these numbers they put out. If you plan on attending the 2024 Beltwide Cotton Conference, which will be in Fort Worth, it's time to register. I'll give you the emails or the website. Simple. www.cotton.org/beltway/index. I'll bet you'll get there with the rent. So anyway, check it out if you want to go to Fort Worth there. What is the dates on that? January 3rd through 5th. You're not going to be doing nothing, so go ahead and plan on it. Go spend the New Year's in Fort Worth. Okay, sales have strengthened and shipments are steady as far as cotton is. Net export sales for the week ending on September 28th was 252,100 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to around 6 million bales. Total sales at the same point in the 22-23 marketing year were about 8.5 million bales, so about 2.5 million bales behind last year. Total new crop already for 24-25 sales is 418,900 bales. Shipments for the week was around 159,000 bales, bringing total export dates to 1.6 million bales, compared with 2.1 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. How about that? Okay, let's see what else we got going on here before we go to break. Yes, cattle markets are bustling. The market gave this rider an abundance to write about last week. I want to begin, he said, by addressing the decisions of some cow-calf producers. Every year presents some challenges that are beyond our control. From conception to weaning, there is a lot to endure. And decisions that may be made, if we reduce it all down to the ridiculous, the cow-calf segment provides a service by getting live calves to weaning time and selling them to the market. Why in the world do some of you go to great lengths to screw it all up just day before selling the animals? I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with this article, but I just want all you guys to hear it. So here's the deal. Listen up, cow-calf producers. Calves that are 7 to 20, sometimes days off the cows, they're not weaned. They are a mess. It is simple as knowing who your customer is. You may not know your customer's name, but as a buyer, let me clue you in what a buyer sees when short-weaned calves sell. This is a group that the seller gave up or didn't commit to. So why should a buyer commit to them? First, there's the stress of weaning and a diet change. Then there was the stress of shipping them to the sale barn and sorting that takes place there. After that, they are sold there as the stress of being commingled and shipped to their new home with another diet change happens. I stay home this week and didn't even bother to go to the local sale simply because there was only one small bunch that was right off the cow and the rest of the consignments were short winged. When I'm at the sale and they sell these short winged calves, I will set my cards down as a nonverbal communication to the auctioneer, sending the message, don't even look over her at me. This is a buyer here writing this story. You hire the sale barn to be your agent when selling, but put them in a near impossible position to do their job with these short-winged critters. While we appreciate the honesty, we will not reward you for it. And another note of caution, some people try to represent these short-winged calves as winged when they implied hint that they were hard-winged. Don't think for a second that buyers are that dumb. Short-winged calves have a tail that seasoned buyers will pick up on. If you will not or cannot commit to a minimum of 45 days to weaning them, for some reason, strip them and ship them. Both you and the customer will be better off. On Friday last week and the first part of this week, I was involved in many conversations about the board going limit down. I do know if the board really was limit down, I just take other people's word for that. You see, the beautiful thing about legit sale by marketing, if someone accidentally tripped a breaker in Chicago and the board failed to open someday, I would never know it. The only thing that matters to the legit sale buyer marketer is price relationships. So there you have it. Not all weights and classes or sexes of cattle go down in the price the same velocity. I know one legit sale buyer marketer that sold 5 loads of feeders this week. The 8 weights he sold were down $6 this week compared to what you would have brought last week. The lighter animals that fit his buyback was down $16. Widening the spread in price relationships is making him 5 figures more on the net. Top quotes stroke the ego, and that's all they do. Take advantage of the price spread like this. It's how they run a business to support the family. Well, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I get back, I'll have Dennis Miller with the Apache Co-op one with the show with me.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Southern rock and country group, the Kentucky Headhunters. Live Saturday, October 21st, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Let's all go. Special guest, Artemis Pyle Band of Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Kentucky Headhunters and the Artemis Pyle Band at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced 2 last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from that Oklahoma Cattle Association break. I have picked Wellington, Texas for your ag update out in the panhandle. 80 degrees, humidity's 34, dew point's 49. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 14 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation, not much, 0.05. No red flag minutes or no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature in Wellington, Texas is 73 degrees. All right, well, on the phone with me right now from downtown Dallas, that's not where he lives, that's just where he's at today, is Dennis M. Crow with the Apache Farmers Co-op, which is also Elgin, Fort Cobb, and Chickasha. Thank you so much, sir, for coming on the show today.
Well, you're more than welcome, Jiminy. And certainly glad to be here with you all today on the radio.
Oh, well, I caught your post on social media, and actually somebody over at SARE last week earlier, maybe it had been the week before, was talking about the an OSU deal having, and you guys must have had some meeting somewhere because he's seen it, but, you know, grass burrs, sand burrs, whatever you want to call them, they're a pain, and they're sometimes hard to control. They're not hard to kill. It's just you got to do everything at the right time and the right place. And after reading your article on your social media page, I know I'm 61, but I learned a little bit by just reading it.
I don't think we ever get too old to learn.
No, we don't. Anyway, so I was, first of all, tell everybody exactly who you are and what you do at Apache Co-op, and just let them know what you're doing.
Well, first of all, my name is Dennis Crow. I'm employed by the Apache Farmers Co-op right there in Apache. I've been there for 19 years. I am the agronomy manager, which I also handle, drive the spray truck as well as make chemical recommendations on the range and pastures and yards also.
And we're going to be talking today. We're going to discuss both the agriculture part and the homeowner part here. First of all, let's just get started with the sand burr. I read in your article that this is what caught me off guard. There's seven different varieties.
Jimmy, there is. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I heard that, I was in complete shock. But really, in the state of Oklahoma, there are seven different species of sand burrs that we have here in the state. Now, with that being said, there is some species of sand burrs that is called a perennial sand burr. And here at Apache, that is something new to us. And we're gonna have to put a right chemical on it to get it controlled. What I'm talking about by perennial sand burrs is after you get that late freeze and it kills off everything, say sometime middle to late November, first part of December, you go out there to that sand burr plant, and you can dig that sand burr plant up and turn it upside down. And if you'll get you a knife, and if you'll scrape that stem, the bottom of that stem coming off of that crown, if you'll scrape that stem and you will see green, folks, you have a perennial sand burr on your hand. And with that said, it completely changes everything that you do. Uh-huh. Number one, you've got to kill that perennial sand burr plant. Now, I really don't know how we're going to go about doing it on the yard. I can tell you in a range and pasture, on the range and pasture side, matter of fact, here in a couple of days, I'm getting ready to spray 12 ounces of some 5-pound Roundup or some lush green Bermuda grass that I know good and well that there's perennial sandburrs on it. But I'm going to apply 10 to 12 ounces of 5-pound Roundup on that green grass. And we're going to watch it die, and then we're going to make our next move sometime in probably, say, middle of January, late January. And the product of our choice is, now let me say, we're all familiar with the yellow herbicides. Nothing wrong with the yellow herbicides. They've all have their place in the line to do something. But they just don't have that staying power as this next chemical that I'm going to mention. And the folks... you need to be treating your pastures with Resilon at 3 ounces per acre in, say, sometime late, late January, no later than the first part of February. You're going to apply 3 ounces, and then you're going to make that same application again about the 1st of June. Now, the reason that I'm high on this Resilon is because it has lots of holding power, more so than what the yellow herbicides have. The old yellow herbicides was very water soluble. If you get a lot of rain, which we do happen to get, tendency to get in spring, that rainwater will move that paral down, and it's down below where you need it to be. But so Resilon is the choice of chemical. I am going to warn you, it's high. It does have some broadleaf activity to it. So you want to get that on first to the last part of January, if all possible.
So basically, when you're talking perennial, it's no different than the Bermuda grass. If you do the same thing you just said about Bermuda grass, dig it up and look at it, it's still alive. It might look dead, but it's still alive.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're absolutely right. It's hard to get homeowners to buy into this, because when you mention the word Roundup, oh no, boy, they'll go to backing off. No, I don't want to kill my grass. Folks, you're not going to kill your grass, because the grass is getting ready to go into a dormancy stage. As long as that grass is short and it's got some green color to it, you're going to make a light application of Roundup on that grass. And if you have a perennial sandbar, you're really going to kill that perennial sandbar. And then you've laid the foundation to put your next chemical on, which now we're talking to yard and turf guys. Your chemical will either be spectacle or it will be crude. Now, I'm familiar with both of these chemicals, but my chemical of choice is going to be the crude chemical by Corteva. And the reason that I pick crude is because it controls many more broadleaves than what spectacle does. And I have used this on my yard personally for the last 2 years, and I can tell you, I put it down in October. I can tell you exactly where I ran out, and I can show you exactly where I ran out in those summer months, which is June, July, and August. And folks, I just made one application of it. So, man, it is a very good chemical. You want to get that on there and let it get watered. And you want to make that application about the same time as the pasture guys do, which is all the middle to the last of January.
I got you. And when you're talking about this is for the perennial, when we're talking about this perennial sticker here, sandbar, it's going to kill the plant. Does any of this, does the Resilon have any control? Does it help you any at all with the seed itself?
Jimmy, the Resilon is pre-emergence only.
Okay.
Let's back up just a minute. The only way that you're going to kill that perennial sandbar plant is with Roundup. You're going to have some glyphosate on there to kill that plant. Even though that plant makes a seed head, and when that seed head falls off, you now can control that seed head with Resilon in the pastures, or say on the TNO side, crude or spectacle. All three of them, whether it's pasture or turf, all three of these chemicals that I've mentioned are excellent.
Yeah, and from the timing that you're talking about, late to mid to late January, no later than the 1st of February. And then what was that again? 1st of June, did you say?
1st of June, you'll make that same application in the yard as well as the pasture.
So it has some good timing on its rescissions on it. I mean, it's you know, we used talking about the yellow herbicide. They're usually that's usually 60, 90 day stuff. This stuff here is almost 5 months before you apply again. Is there?
Yes, that is correct, Jimmy. What makes Resilon and Crew and Spectacle all great is they're not as water soluble as what, say, the yellow herbicide hold up in the soil very, very well.
Right. Well, Dennis, I got to take a break here. If you'll hold on for about 3 or 4 minutes, when we come back, we'll just pick up right here where we left off, and we'll continue this conversation, because I'm already going to see, I'm going to be driving by people's places here in the next month or two when things go dormant. They're going to be out there digging up stickers and see if they got perennial. So anyway, we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
All righty.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Once again, good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 29th. 2,277 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 371 brought 307.50. 9 at 470 brought 307.50. 12 at 485 brought 298. 5 at 486 brought 296. 8 at 573 brought 234. 11 at 654 brought 239. 4 at 675 brought 256. 3 head of heifers at 448 brought 290. 9 at 566 brought 224. 11 at 590 brought 223. 8 at 608 brought 222, 18 at 638 brought 219, 7 at 659 brought 215, 7 at 673 brought 216. Butcher cows were 48 to 124, butcher bulls brought 89 to 125, red cows were 800 to 2110, pairs brought 1185 to 1750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. they come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen Association happy hour. And man, the text line has lit up with questions, has lit plumb up with it. Dennis, I better hope he can hang on just a little bit longer. But first, let me check out the mezzanette will come up. It's having. Let's check out Alva, Oklahoma, up there in the northern west part of the state of Oklahoma. Right now, it's 72 degrees. Dew points at 47. Humidity's 42. The winds are out of the east northeast at 10 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. 10-day rain. Total 1.39 inches of rain, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 61 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 1.0, sunset at 7:08, 78 today and 86 tomorrow. We'll have southwest winds tomorrow, south winds 7 to 15 miles an hour. Okay, with the Apache Farmers Co-op on the phone with me right now from Dallas, Texas. He's down there doing something, but Dennis M. Crow, thanks again. You're a popular guy already, I'm telling you, from my text line. So,
you know what, Jimmy? When I first put that post on Facebook, a couple of weeks ago, really didn't think anything about it. You know, we had a Sandberg meeting in Apache.
Yeah.
And so I made a post after that meeting on my personal Facebook page.
Yes.
And little did I know, in 4 days, that post would go viral. I have received calls from all four directions in this state. I've received phone calls in Missouri, Texas, New Mexico, and also Arizona. But one thing I want to mention, you know, let's talk a little bit about the cost. Man, it's extremely important, and when I say extremely important, you have got to make both applications on the pasture side as well as the turf and or middle side. Now let's talk about the cost of the pasture side. To put a 3-ounce shot of Resilon on it, that's going to cost you anywhere, say, from 10.25 to $11 per ounce. So you're going to have 3 ounces. So that will take care of the cost of the Resilon on the turf side, on the pasture side. Now the turf side, you can take a 50-pound bag of Crew, which is going to retail for, say, between $165 and $175. Folks, you can take a bag of Crew, and I don't have the label right there in front of me, but I believe you're going to put down 0.3 pounds per acre. Now, keep in mind, you can only put Crew down and Resilon. I'm talking both at the T&O side and also the pasture range side. You can only put this Sandberg chemical down only two times per year. After that, you're going to have to change your chemicals up for that third time, which would be late August into September. But one thing I do want to mention, and Jimmy, I'm sorry I left this out. The most important thing that you could do right now on the turf and ornamental side is get you an old piece of carpet, tie it behind your riding lawnmower, and just drag the fire out of your grass. Get as many seed heads off of that grass as you can, and then do something with it. Burn it, throw it in the trash.
Throw it over there on your neighbor?
Yeah, if you don't like him, just toss it over there on the side. No, they'll come back on you, I promise.
Yeah.
I want to speak from the fertility side, because, folks, that's where it all down here in southern Caddo County compared to up around Old Guymon in that direction, our pH runs anywhere from, say, 4.2 to maybe 5.8 or 6.2, somewhere right in that area. And you closer you get up to Guymon, well, that pH might be 7.2, 7.4, 7.6. So the old myth that went around that sandburrs just grows in poor pH soils is false, because I've talked to plenty of people in Guymon in the last week and a half, and they're just like the people in Caddo County. They're fighting the same issues. So when I say fertility side, let's talk about the pH first. You want that pH in your yard and in your pastures. You want it at neutral, which is 7.
Okay.
And to get it there at 7, you're going to have to put on some lime pellets or whatever you got to get that to 7. That is very important.
What about because, to bring it down?
You're going to probably have to put some Jif on it to bring it down.
There you go. Yes, sir.
You want that at 7. That's the starting point. Now, the other piece of this puzzle is right now you need to be – folks, if you want to, I'm going to jump over and talk to the pasture guys for just a second. If you want to grow some fine horse hay, right now is your chance to lay down some 923-30. And when I say that, 923-30 is a blended fertilizer that is only phosphorus and potash. If you want to grow the best Bermuda grass in Elk City, Oklahoma, go down to your local co-op and get you a spreader full of the 923-30 and set that at 150 pounds per acre and put that down. And I want you to personally call me next year and tell me the first thing you see. I want to know what it is. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I want to hear it from you. So that will be the same treatment for the yard also. Get you some 923-30 in the bags. Now, it's hard to find 923-30 at the local box stores. I know here at the Apache Co-op, we're getting a semi-load of it in 50-pound bags sometime late tomorrow. They're going to retail for $28 a bag. Get that laid on there. Get your rain on it. And then you can be able to come back.
How much on the yards?
Whatever your pocketbook decides, the more the better. Yeah, you're really not going to hurt it. You want good fertility underneath that Bermuda grass, because good fertility and good Bermuda grass competes against sandburrs. The thicker you got that grass, the less sandburrs you're going to have, and it makes it easier to control when you lay down a pre-emergent.
Yeah, because your P and K that you're talking about right there, not your N, is that's what helps your root system. If your root system is thick and healthy, it'll choke anything out in its way.
You don't know how many times I've seen year after year down here at Apache when we go out to spray pastures, they'll always want to put some 28 in with it. But 9 times out of 10, they never come back, especially I'm talking to you guys that's got the hay matter. You guys that's got the hay matters, that's where you want to put that 923-30 at. And so many times here down around the Apache area, the simple thing is we want to just go out there and throw some 28, spray some 28-00 on it or 32-00 on it. And really, Jimmy, if you get to thinking about it, trying to sell 923-30 in the fall is kind of a hard sell, because people don't, when they put that down, they don't see nothing, whereas they're opposed to putting nitrogen down. Well, they can see from the ground up, they can just see it responding to that nitrogen,
right?
But that 923-30 at the same time is been happening below the ground where you can't see it. You're building bigger and stronger root systems that's going to be able to grow,
but it ain't pretty down there.
You can't see it. And it's a hard, and trust me, it's a hard sell to make. I don't know. I'm going to say the average cost of 923-30 is going to be $650. I don't know that to be exact, but I'm pretty close. And $650 a ton. So yeah, that's hard. That's hard to swallow this time of the year.
Okay, question for you from one of our listeners: can you mix the Resilon in with your liquid fertilizer?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
It can be tank.
So from
now,
the
I
price,
might, I might, oh,
go ahead. Sorry.
Do what, Jimmy?
No, go ahead.
I might add something I did leave off. Helena makes a chemical called Grounded, and what Grounded does, it when you put that herbicide down, and you put a pint of Grounded down per acre, Grounded will keep that chemical laying in that soil zone, and it will not allow it to move, which it's not going to move anyways. But if you can slip a pint of Grounded in per acre, you're going to be so much better off.
Okay. Yep. Well, what I was, before you saying that, so from the prices you gave me, we're looking at somewhere around $30, $33 an acre for the ag producer out there for application of this. So you're looking at $60 for two different applications. But, man, you know, the cost that, for the hay buyer that's coming out to buy good Bermuda grass, middle of 99, whatever it is, hay, if you don't have sand burrs in it, you get more money. If you have sand burrs in it, you don't get as much. So this applications might be an equalizer for it.
Yes, I will agree. And, you know, back to the Razzolon, that first year you're going to do it, you can expect somewhere between 75 and 85%. Now, I'm going to be the first to say, in the chemical world, nothing is ever 100%. But you're sure enough going to get 75 to 85% control just off of that first spray in January.
Right. Well, you can, like you were talking about, you're getting ready to put down 12 ounces of 5-pound Roundup right now. Is that not going to help you with what you're getting ready to do in January and then again in next June?
Yes, because what it's going to allow us to do here at the Apache Co-op is we know that we know for a fact that we have got perennial sandburrs at this producer's house. We know for a fact there is. So we're going to kill that perennial plant, and then we're going to come back in January, and we're going to lay some Razzolon on it, and then we're probably going to put another shot on it about the 1st of June.
Okay, question and answer time. You ready?
I'm ready.
I got so many, because I'm going to have to take a break here pretty quick, and I hope you got time to stay with me because we haven't even got to the goosegrass yet. So one of the questions from, it's two questions from the, we call him Sugar Daddy out Delhi. He wants to know if it comes with an inch of rain of each application. So.
Well, Sugar Daddy, I wish I could tell you yes, but you're going to, you know, and the thing about this Razzolon is, you know, it's not like the old formulations of the yellow herbicides where you put that old formulation, say, Prowl down, where you had to get a rainfall on it pretty quick after you put it
right.
Down. That's not the case with the Razzolon.
Oh, cool.
That's not the case at all.
All right, next question from the same person, Sugar Daddy. He's got a pineapple farm out there. I don't know if you've heard about him, but then that's why we call him Sugar Daddy, because he switched from sugar cane to pineapples. But anyway, can you apply this Razzolon in a pineapple farm? I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna have to double check my label, but I don't know if I'm willing to answer that right now.
Okay, is there a grazing restriction?
There is no grazing restrictions on Razzolon.
Okay, and then next question is: so what about sand burrs and wheat pasture? Is it the same application process?
That question was asked at Apache during the first meeting that we had. Matter of fact, I was the one that asked the question, and I asked that for a reason. Down here in Caddo County, we have a lot of farmers that overseed the pastures with wheat. Folks, I'm going to be the first to tell you, you cannot do it. It will not let that wheat come up.
Okay. Next question is, can you ask him if the Razzolon is restricted, or can anyone buy it?
All three of these chemicals that I spoke about today so far, anybody can purchase these chemicals.
Okay, cool. And then we got that covered. So are you out of time? Can you go a little bit longer?
I can go as long as you need.
Okay, well, let's take a break, an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we get back, we'll probably have some more questions, but I have to ask you about the goosegrass, man. I'm just sorry. It showed up at my place this year, and we gotta talk about it.
All righty, we'll do it.
We'll take a break here. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone. And whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back to this Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. I've picked for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast the town of Apache, since we got Dennis on the line with us. So anyway, currently it's 79 degrees there, humidity is 41, dew point's 53, the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour, no rainfall in the last 24 hours, 10-day rain total at the mezzanine there is 1.22 inches of rain, bare 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 64 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.9, sunset at 7:08, today 84, tomorrow 85, and back on the phone with me is Mr. Dennis Crow. Man, you're a popular guy. That's all I got to tell you.
Well, hey, Jimmy, I might add, we'll talk just a little bit at these, all these pasture, range and pasture guys. So the only chemical that we have really got in the arsenal is, it's going to be drawing a blank right now. Goodness.
Old age.
Pasteur. That is really the only arsenal in our bag. And if you get to reading the label, the only way that you're going to control those sandbirds after they come up, and that when I say come up, they have got to be no taller than 1 inch tall.
Right.
Now, Pastora at an ounce per acre will really do a pretty good job, but who can really tell if you've got Bermuda grass pretty thick, who can really tell when they're an inch tall? I mean,
it's hard.
I've been around the block or two, and I have a hard time identifying when they're an inch tall.
Yeah, it's just one of those deals. It's hard to tell because all of a sudden, I mean, I can identify the sandbar leaf plant versus the Bermuda when I'm walking through the yard. I reach down there with my pocket knife and dig it out, you know, before it goes to seed. But it's hard if that grass is thick and then all of a sudden you got stickers sticking up above it when you're mowing, like, where in the hell did that stuff come from? And so yeah, it's just,
you know, that's kind of a funny deal. Sandbars become really important about this time of the year. You know, after the seed heads done made and they fell off, well, now they discovered they've got sandbars. So, yeah, this topic is really important this time of the year. And another thing I might add for the homeowners, that are listening to me, folks, stay away from those big box stores. They don't have the local knowledge that your co-op has. You're better off going to your local co-op, talking to your agronomy guy, and I promise you, he knows more than what you think he knows, but, man, steer away from them big box stores, especially on that glyphosate side. You don't know how many times that I go into one of the big box stores, and people think that they're really buying a gallon of Roundup for $22. Well, folks, if you get to look at that label, it's 1% Roundup and 99% water. So, yeah. Man, stay away from this place.
Yeah, read the label on whatever you do. Yeah,
that's right. Visit your local co-op.
Yeah. And if you think these chemicals are too high or you don't want these chemicals in your yard or whatever, you know, then you can go to one of those stores and buy a hole for the wife and see what happens.
Now, that's correct. Now, I will say, let's talk a little bit about the homeowners. I get a lot of questions about pets. Is it safe for pets? Absolutely. There is nothing that I mentioned on this show today that will hurt humans or pets, so it is completely safe.
Good. Quick question for you here. What about sandburrs and love grass? Is it the same application as it would be for Bermuda grass?
That's going to fall under a different chemical. I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, there was a chemical called, I'm drawing a blank again. I believe it was called Plateau. And I'm glad that question was asked because that leads us to another question. Over in the town of Surreal, we've got a producer that's got native pastures. And so, really, you can't put Resilon on native grass. It's only labeled for Bermuda grass. So you can take that Plateau, and Plateau is a post chemical, meaning you apply it after the sandbars come up. And what I like about Plateau, now I'll be the first to tell you, it'll sure set your grass back. So you want to come in there, you know, say after you lay down that pasture, come back, and when you get that hay up, come back across it with some Plateau. Now, I'm not sure, but I think love grass is in that same label.
Right. Yeah, I think you may be right. As is everything, always ask the professional and check your label.
Read the labels. Sure.
And speaking of that, tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Beckham County and in Harmon County, if you need CEUs to apply some of these chemicals, not necessarily these, but some pesticides mainly, starting at 9 a.m. at Sayre and 9 a.m. in Hollis, they will have, you can get six CEUs tomorrow by attending all those classes. If you got any questions, just call Greg here and Sayre at Beckham County OSU Extension, or Haley down there at Hollis at the Capitol of Harmon County and check with them and get signed up. They got some really good classes going on tomorrow. We're not, I got a minute left, so we're not even going to, I'm going to save the goose grass for later. How's that?
Let's do this again sometime, because boy, I could sure talk for another 45 minutes. I will say to those people that are listening on the radio today, you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 580-704-3277, or you can call the Apache Farmers Co-op in Apache on our landline, and that phone number is 580-588-3351. You can call me any time of the day, any time of the night. I don't mind helping you all and trying to answer your questions as well.
Dennis, thank you so much. The music's about to get louder, and I'm out of time. And you be safe down in Dallas. Thank you for coming on.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
All right, bye. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
More rocket fire in southern Israel. I'm Lisa Bray.